So firstly, mazel tov on your son's graduation from UCT.
Thank you very much.
What has he graduated from? What course did he do?
He graduated honors in environmental studies.
Mazel tov. Mazel tov.
What Thank nachas? You. So that's my great Jewish mother nachas thing for the, well.
That's incredible. So he's at UCT. And I wondered how that worked, because you were at the Institute of Race Relations, and you have never shirked being very, very critical of UCT.
Yes.
Did his graduation offer you any new insight?
It did. It was a mix. Firstly, obviously, it was a lovely experience, and it was very much a mix of European tradition and African tradition, and a combination of praise singer and young black sopranos singing You'll Never Walk Alone, which is the famous song from Carousel, and Liverpool Football Club's theme song. And it just had that mix. And it's not the first time. My other son graduated twice from WITS, and we saw that sort of four years ago. So it wasn't unusual. What was a little bit funny for me was that the person who was sort of comparing the morning told us exactly kind of how the procession would work and how the whole thing would pan out. And I thought that was rather strange, because we'd never had sort of, if I can say, warnings years ago, and they just happened and they were natural. And so this seemed a little bit forced, but nevertheless, it's always very moving to see family members of black students who are attending the first graduation in the family or in the community. And it's so exciting. It's so much part of being South African. And it was a lovely experience, It was handled slickly and it was very smooth. There were a couple of thoughts, however, that came to mind during the graduation. The first was harking back to the 3 years, roads must fall, fees must fall, during which my son was in his undergraduate. He covered those 3 years. And they were awful years. And whatever causes may have been pushed, the execution of them was violent, uncalled for, and just damn awful in every sense of the word. And part of it was, you know, the call for colonialism to fall and African identity must come to the fore, etc. And you sat there today thinking, why shouldn't the two coexist? You've got the one, you've got the other, take the best of both and put them together, and the society is all the richer and stronger for it. So I haven't really changed my mind about those previous three years. I just think that it's to call for the one to fall and the other to rise. That's no society works like that. The societies that succeed are the ones that take the best from the past and the best from the present and build from there. So that's my philosophical rant. My real annoyance, if I can put it that way, was the fact that very many of the graduating students preened on stage to the flashes of cell phones and cell phone photographs, which the photographs are not a problem at all. But two students walked up there doing selfie videos all the way from their seats, through their capping, to their robing, and down again. And I don't know, maybe I'm just old-fashioned, but I thought that was A, disrespectful, and B, in very bad taste. And then there was the element of students, which I hadn't seen in previous graduations, sort of hamming it up and sort of pumping their fists and cheering for themselves as they were coming off the stage. And I'm sorry, but that isn't what a graduation should be about, and it wasn't something I've seen before in similar graduations. So the Mother Grundy in me was not
just so just when I thought you were going to be really positive about UCT. But it's true what you're saying about, you know, so here's the thing about cellular mobile technology is that when you are filming something, you are an observer. Mm. Take away the cell phone and you are a participant. Mm. It's your graduation. You should be a participant, not That's an observer true. Of it.
It was a bit like people were behaving a bit like they would at an award ceremony for a music award ceremony.
Oh, gosh.
And I would like to put it down perhaps to first time naivety, but as I say, I've seen it before, and most graduates have treated the occasion with the dignity it deserves. And so this did rankle a bit, I have to say.
I have absolutely no doubt. No doubt at all. So, Aragon, I wish you and your family a chag kasher v'sameach, and look forward to speaking to you again. Actually, we won't be speaking next week. Because it's Yontif. It's Yontif.
Oh, of course, of course.
So the week after,
well,
for sure.
Well, chag sameach to everyone there, and it appears today has been a girl power presentation.
Apparently. Thank you so much, Aragon. God bless.
Pleasure.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.